previously on Prison Break.
Hey, John, you know, actually, about Jesus. Say hi to him for me, will you?
Did you see him?
Who?
The guy in the viewing room.
No.
It was Dad.
Where's your girl?
She'll be in my place in about an hour.
Pretty soon we're going to call in our favor.
Have at it.
Boss!
The Department of Corrections is allowing you a one-hour visit with your son. I'll make the travel arrangements, but I don't want any problems.
Great Dane, big and loyal.
She was 12, she got cancer, so we had to put her down. And you'd think it would be this big dramatic event, but it was very peaceful. One minute she was breathing, the next she wasn't.
Call 911?
No, I got it.
That engine's smoking pretty bad. Looks like it could go up any second.
I think we're okay, actually.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, if you say so.
Fine. I think it's gonna be fine.
Each other's yearbooks later. Where we at?
The map is complete. I got what I needed.
Then we're ready.
Almost. I know which pipes we need to take beneath Psych Ward now, which means our way to the infirmary is clear. With our new route, we're gonna come up on the far end of that building, which means we've got to walk down 30 feet of hallway to get to the doctor's office, our exit point. Which means there's only one piece left of this whole thing. Key to that room.
No sweat. That's all we gotta do is run a bump and grab on the CO like we did last time. Grab the keys, make a copy.
It's not that easy. Only the medical staff have those keys.
How you fix it on getting it then, pretty?
Carefully.
No more surprises this time, right?
Right.
Jesus. Mary Joseph.
Thank you.
understand that.
Hello, John.
Michael.
How are you?
Any day above ground is a blessing. Thanks be to God. You mind? Please.
Thank you. My rumor's going around.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm surprised you're still here. I thought you'd be gone by now.
Well, we had a few setbacks.
Still planning on it?
That depends. How does the idea of escaping sit with a new you?
Oh, the old sinner who was confined to these walls, he's dead. The new soul deserves to be free.
Well, the old sinner was going to have a jet ready for us. Is the new soul going to be able to pull that off?
Noah had his ark. Did he not? I'm gonna need a blade. Pronto.
Hit and run?
Yes, sir.
And Burroughs is gone?
That's right.
The officers?
Two are dead, one is in critical.
Do you realize what the media's gonna say when they get a hold of this?
We'll get him back, sir.
40 years in corrections, and this is how they're gonna remember me.
This is Kane County. Sheriff Pollard's a good friend of mine. He hasn't said a word to anyone yet.
Oh.
Give us 4 or 5 hours, we'll find him.
Why don't we report this to the DOC right now?
They don't have to know. You've always been a by-the-book guy, boss, but this time the book's gonna get us all fired. Find him.
Records of every phone call made to and from every contact in Quinn's cell phone.
Well, we have our haystack. Any idea what the needle might look like? There must be thousands of calls here.
But to who? To where?
You know, it's going to take us forever to go through all of these. Now, what if these have nothing to do with Lincoln and Stedman? Huh? We're just burning time. And we're just that much closer to the execution.
What's going on with you, Nick? It's almost like you want to quit.
I don't want to quit.
Let's get to it.
Watch a chain cardio thing right now.
Good morning.
How you feeling today?
Better.
We got checkpoints up at 171 by Lamont, at Sage Bridge, and at the river going towards Romeo. According to our witness over there, this new perp is driving an 06 Mustang Black, dark blue maybe. We're not going to be able to sit on this thing very long, Brad.
This is me, Nate. I need this.
All right. You go back to Fox River. I'll be in constant contact.
Mind if I...
How are you doing, Mr.
Roy Hawkins?
Hi. Where are you going?
I'd like to get going if I could. I'm late for a meeting in Aurora.
Where you come from?
Chicago.
Kind of an indirect route to get to Aurora.
Not from around here.
much as a whiff of anything. I want to know about it immediately.
Next to this town. To do something for me.
What?
Wait for me.
Hey, Squirt.
I've caught him.
How many times I gotta say it? You dress me formal like.
Mr. Balls Johnson.
That's better.
I think maybe you and I can work something out.
Really?
Check it. I got this homie on the outside. He could put a hundy into your commissary account each month.
It's nice of you to think of me like that. But you only got one thing I need.
To get something for me. Do your bump and swipe thing.
Like I did with the watch?
Exactly.
Yeah. That did me a lot of good. When guards found out, they stuck me in a cell with Avocado. So if you want something blonde, you need to do something for me. That son of a bitch.
That's not something I can do.
Screw Honus Wagner.
What was that?
This kid in my neighborhood. His dad had a baseball card collection. So I figured, you know, I'd swipe it. Get some party cash, you know? And there was one card in there. A 1910 Honus Wagner. Doesn't mean nothing to me, you know? Hoops is my sport. This card, it was worth $300,000. So they slapped me with grand larceny. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm sitting on nickel getting turned out like a little bitch. A baseball card.
They granted you a visit with your son. I knew they'd make a move on you.
I mean, what are you doing here?
I've got a car about 20 miles from here. We'll switch out. After that, I'm gonna make sure you disappear. Then this business will just be between me and them. Can you move?
What are you talking about? They're after me, not you.
It's not as simple as that. Trust me. I worked for them.
You work for them. You're an alcoholic.
Is that what you remember, or is that what you were told?
Why'd you leave?
I took a position with a group of multinationals we call the company. They call every shot this country takes. With laws to pass, with judges to appoint, what wars to fight. Thing is, if you wanted to rise in the ranks like I did, you had to commit to leaving everything you know behind. Because then you start to get access to the real information. Information people would do a lot of things to get their hands on. Like harm your family.
You expect me to believe that? Why didn't you reach out to us? Why didn't you call us?
I regretted it every day, but I didn't have a choice. Lincoln, the day I left the company, I took all that information with me. That's why they're doing this to you. All of it. To stop me.
You have to trust me.
Then you have to tell me what's going on.
I can't do that.
Then I can't help. Look, I did what you asked. Green card for credit card, that was the deal.
Then we'll make a new deal.
Michael, if somebody finds out.
Believe me, I'll be in more trouble than you will.
I know. And this is why I won't help you.
Look, Nika, I promise you...
Look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're in there. But if there's one thing those guys that brought me have taught me, is that if you fight, if you struggle, you only make things worse. Stop fighting, Michael.
Just think about it, okay?
I'm sorry. There it is again, the 406 note, that's on the real estate.
406. Yeah, there's over 200 businesses, another 100 residences in 17 different countries.
And they're all calling the same number.
406.
Montana.
Can you check the prefixes?
And it doesn't make any sense. All these people from all over the world are calling this place in the middle of nowhere with a population of 42. Blackfoot, Montana. Thought you understood, Terrence. If you want to talk, we set up a meeting at home in person.
I saw the latest tracking. Your polls are headed south.
Maybe the borough's thing's finally starting to gain some traction with the swings. Could hurt.
Goodbye, Terrence.
You said it was almost over?
It is.
Are we talking about
Lincoln Burroughs? Or your candidacy?
The only reason that you are still alive
is because I won't let them kill you.
Yeah. I'm pretty clear on that. But the thing I can't quite figure is, with the crap storm this thing's become, why they haven't killed you.
To the infirmary yet?
Not quite.
You working a game on her or what?
I don't know.
I've had time to think. Not that you tried to kill me, but about how Jesus save me. I didn't come in here to inflict any more pain. Take my hand so we can put this behind us. Please. Show me the palm of your other hand. You've done. The least I ask is that you don't insult me. Does not a warm hand feel better than a cold shank? You got a point there, Tom. Yeah. Truce. You got it. Truce.
Hours, and you're telling me that sheriff has got nothing?
I'm telling you, the roads are blocked off. That Mustang's gonna be somewhere within those 10 square miles.
All right, listen. You've got 2 hours to find him. After that, I have got to talk to the press. But there's an escaped killer outside our walls, and there are some things that are more important than career. Now, you find him.
Hey, Captain.
I don't have time. Says he really needs to talk.
Do you have something for me, or do you need something? Because if it's the latter, you just wasted my time.
That Sully you stuck me in with, Avocado.
Do you have something, or do you need something? Last time I'm going to ask.
I'm asking you to just please get me out of that cell. Boss, please. Boss!
Let's go.
You need to start relaxing. Hurt a lot less.
Can we go in your bunk?
Sure, it's great. Let me make it a wee bit more comfortable. Now we're talking.
He's a doctor from the prison.
Yeah. Can I,
You know a prisoner named Michael Schofield?
I do. You're his wife, right?
I need to talk to you. I think Michael has got himself in some trouble. And I think he's planning on doing something dangerous to get out of it.
So what is it,
Michael,
that you...
has a deep need to help people.
So I've come to understand.
It's actually how we met. There were these men that brought me here. Told me I'd have a good job. But that was just a lie. They are going to sell me. And until they did, Michael paid them off for my freedom. And not to keep me for himself, like I've heard from other girls, but to give me an opportunity.
He's a good man.
Yes, he is.
Nika, I want to do whatever I can to help Michael. To do that, I need you to tell me what it is you think he's mixed up in.
I think this is a mistake.
No, no, it's not at all. If you can just tell
Please
me what
just
it
keep
is...
an eye on him.
Listen, could I just have a contact number for you in case I
see something
wrong? I don't
think that's a good idea. Please don't tell him that we met.
Something I don't get. How could killing me stop you?
Because I'm the one who leaked the information about Ecofield. They could have covered up the scandal 1,000 different ways. But they chose to fake Terrence Stedman's death. And they chose you. Because they knew it would flush me out. They knew that any man with a son on death row who was innocent would have to come forward.
But you didn't.
We had a cause, Link. We have a cause. The wars can be averted. Millions of lives can be saved.
So you were willing to sacrifice one?
Yeah. At least I thought. But I couldn't watch you die.
You know what you've done? The mother of my child's dead.
I know.
Do you? I'm guessing you know Michael's in Fox River. And LJ's rotting in some jail.
I know all of it.
If you think for a second...
You don't have a choice right now.
It's all on you. Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm here. Because there's still a chance we can make it right.
Involved in this.
It's okay.
No, it's not. If anyone knew what I asked.
Hello. not even sure why I need it.
Thank you.
Now we're even.
You didn't owe me anything.
Yes, I did. I owed you everything. But that's over now. Goodbye. The lady doctor? She cares for you.
Sheriff, he's got something.
Go for Belly.
We just got a call from Steve Shimmick up at the junkyard. Our Mustang is on the premises.
You see Burroughs?
Yep, I got a couple of units 5-10 minutes away, top.
Good, I'm right behind you.
Here, you ready to travel?
The place is going to be crawling with cops, you know that, right?
There's an unimproved road down by the river. There's a chance they haven't blocked it off yet.
You got trouble. Come on.
Through here.
For a little stroll, did you?
Did you hear about avocado?
That is salchicha slice.
How? Tweener?
But Avocado is saying he got cut on the frame while he was hopping down off his bunk.
Yeah.
Why did he lie?
He doesn't want Tweener to go to the shoe. Because he can't get him in there.
All I have to say is, as soon as Avocado gets out of the infirmary, Tweener is a dead man. How's that key coming?
What about your car?
Your apartment?
No, because I had him this morning.
They gotta be here. Just retrace your steps. When did you first mess with them?
When I came back from lunch. Visitation log.
Michael? I need to know where he is.
Who?
Fibonacci. You see, my conversion requires that I not only seek forgiveness, but provide forgiveness even to my greatest transgressors. Don't look at me like that, like I'm the same old man I used to be. I'm not. Trust me, I need to reach out to Fibonacci so we can heal.
That's a good story, but the answer is no.
I understand. I'll be patient. Official announcement, standby.
You'll have it there. You understand?
Do my best.
Hey, I said, do you understand?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Good. Goose pocket slip. We'll find it on the map. As soon as I call, you have that bitch there ready and waiting.
Still want me to swipe the thing you were asking about? Because I'm having a going out of business sale.
Why don't you get yourself to AdSave?
If that had to happen, I'd have to admit what I did to Avocado. That'd give me, what, 20 years?
I'm dead no matter what.
There may be another way out of here.
Yeah, and a body bag.
I need to know if I can trust you.
Straight up as they come, you know?
No, I mean really trust you.
Over there by your inbox. Well, you got a maintenance guy waiting outside here. Says you want him to change the locks. You want me to call him off?
Now send him in.
Is it okay if I...
Yeah, we're about done here. Something wrong?
No. Unless you want to talk about what happened this morning.
I think I have a pretty good idea. We're done here.
Him under 24-hour surveillance. He doesn't sneeze without my knowing it.
They're all for what I do. Someone tried to kill me.
Finding you in a junkyard 8 miles from here makes me think different. Who's your accomplice?
Accomplice?
24-hour surveillance.
Avocado cut his hose on your bunk. Must have been some serious gymnastics going on.
I got something for you this time, boss. But I want guaranteed protection from Avocado. And I want time cut off my bed.
Anything else? A couple of big canned whores available to you 24-7?
Believe me, what I got is worth it. So you gonna step up or what?
This your last chance, tweener? You blow smoke again, they'll be scraping you off the heel of my boot.
Schofield and his whole PI crew? They're escaping.